Welcome, listeners, to Prevention 365. Prevention is every day and in every way. Today, I'm so excited to introduce my boss, and everyone who knows Paulina Hong knows that she is a true leader, and she's also a runner for Team AMP. Paulina Hong, welcome.
Thank you, Rahima. It's my pleasure to be here. Excited to be doing this with you.
I'm really happy to do this with you, Paulina, and it's so wonderful to work with you, but it's really wonderful to have you as really an esteemed guest on ADAP's podcast, and looking forward to sharing with the listeners about ADAP's Team AMP, and nobody better, Paulina, than you. And I'm super excited. Listeners, get comfortable, grab a drink and a snack, and please stay on with us for this wonderful podcast. Paulina, I wanted to, first of all, thank you again so much for being the guest today. And you've been a runner on Team AMP for, oh my goodness, please tell us, how many years is it now?
Well, technically since the beginning, and I don't know about esteemed guests, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. So thanks, Rod. I am here to talk about Team AMP. And for those of you that don't know what AMP stands for, AMP stands for the ADAP Marathon Program. So it's our official endurance training and running team. We participate every year in the LA Marathon as a fundraising and charity team. And so how long have we been doing it? 10 years, a whole entire decade. I love round numbers. And so it's kind of amazing that we have come to this point. But let me tell you a funny story of how we got started. So, 10 years ago, I was very new at my job. I'm the development director here. I think I was only about 3 or 4 years in. And, you know, we're looking for new ways of raising revenue. So I saw this application to be a charity team for the LA Marathon. All I knew about it was that it's one of the biggest events here locally, and they must make a lot of money. So my thinking was, if we apply to be a charity team, we can get some like grant money or revenue from this event. So I went ahead and signed us up. And lo and behold, what I actually signed us up for was to be our own fundraising team, using the LA Marathon as a platform. So we had to do a team.
Little did we know we had to raise the money.
Little did we know that we had to raise the money ourselves, using the LA Marathon as a platform. So that's what we ended up doing. Thankfully, I should give credit where credit's due. Ed Chiozono, who is a longtime supporter of ADAP, he himself is an avid runner and has raised tens of thousands of dollars for charity. But he is well connected with ADAP, and he advised us from the very beginning, even creating a master plan for us to follow, and really encouraged us to go for this. So that's what we did with the support and backing of our board members, and at the time, our president and CEO, Mike Watanabe. Yes. So here we are 10 years later. We've involved or recruited about 250 participants.
That's incredible.
And raised over $250,000 for ADAP through this program. So that's exciting, you know, like really we're celebrating our 10th anniversary.
Yeah, definite thanks, Paulina, right, to Ed, Mike Watanabe, our board, all the supporters. Really, we could have not gotten this far without them, Dean, especially all of them, and all of our runners.
Yeah.
Paulina, tell us also, that was super interesting. I want us to go a little bit deeper into it about the details. Can you provide information on also the meaning of Team AMP and the importance of Team AMP with our listeners?
Yes. Thanks for asking that question, because, you know, why have we continued to do this program for 10 years?
Yes.
From the very beginning, we were so pleased and surprised at the impact that it had on the members, the staff members, and the clients that joined and actually experienced running a marathon or a 5K or a half marathon. So over the years, it's involved the entire ADAP family. And here at ADAP, we love to remind each other that we are an ohana or a family. And so it's become an important experience for particularly our TC therapeutic community residential clients to be exposed to and involved with. And many of our, it's kind of brought out a new side of many of our family members, particularly staff and board leadership. So for instance, Dean Nakanishi, who is our current president and CEO, he ran the marathon with me on that first year. Thanks, Dean, for the solidarity. Both of us had never done anything like this at all, but we really stuck to their training, and it was an incredible experience. And now he's an avid runner and our biggest champion for this program. And he has now taken over as the top fundraiser for Team AMP. But previous to that, little did I know that our recently retired president emeritus, Mike Watanabe, had it in him to participate in this program as well. And not only that, but really activate his contacts and his connections and raise a ton of money for ADAP. So
absolutely,
many years running, he was a top fundraiser. He's gotten family members involved, and that's happened for myself and for many of our staff as well.
Yes.
Some team members in the past would never have made a connection with ADAP other than the fact that, oh, kind of sounds interesting to run a marathon or half or, you know, a 5K. And they do, and then they become ADAP supporters. So this program has really expanded our network. So besides the fundraising part of it, which is, you know, obviously great because we're raising funds to support ADAP's programs. Why is it important to raise funds for our programs? Because of what our programs do. ADAP has for the last 50 years been providing really whole person care. So that's everything from the treatment side to prevention. So talking with individuals to make sure they're not even starting with substance use, to if they are, like giving them a place for treatment on all different levels.
Yes.
And then even afterwards, supporting the recovery process and finding jobs and getting to that next stage of life. And I think today, now more than ever, after we've come through 2 years of the COVID pandemic, services like the ones that ADAP provide are so important. So if it's okay, I wanted to share a few statistics.
Please.
Okay. Please. Yeah, I'll do my best to read these off well, but I recently looked these up, and according to a new government report, the annual overdose death rate has doubled in the United States since 2015 to 2021.
Wow.
And so that's shocking. And it's not, I guess, in a way surprising because of what our world has gone through.
Sure.
But to add to that, the communities that ADAP works with, BIPOC communities, communities of color, are even more impacted, and the numbers are showing that. So a new study has also shown that the combined opioid and stimulant deaths among Black Americans or African Americans has increased more than 3 times the rate of white Americans between 2007 and 2019. And even more so with, you can see that increase or that higher rate amongst Latino, Latina populations and Asian Americans as well. So the need for ADAP's services are more important now more than ever. And I think that's why Team AMP continues to be a major part of our efforts. And it's a fun way to involve people in a fundraising campaign, but at the same time, raising money for some very important programs and services.
Definitely, definite healthy alternative, you know, in these days where we find ourselves, you know, dealing with COVID, the numbers have definitely increased during this time. So this is a really wonderful option for people to, you know, consider to get healthy, to, you know, have a new perspective and try something different, or pick up something that they maybe used to do. And if maybe, you know, you've been doing it, to join on with Team AMP, because we really are a wonderful team, and we definitely always have fun with, you know, all of our trainings, even though there is a bit of a challenging aspect to it. But, you know, having team members like everyone on Team AMP really makes the process wonderful, which Paulina leads me actually into the next question. So I'm very interested to know, how has Team AMP, how has it impacted you? I'd like the readers to know about that from your personal experience, if you can share with us.
Sure. Yes. So as I mentioned, because I signed us up as a fluke that first year, right. I felt the strong responsibility to run it myself if I'm going to try and recruit other people to participate.
Oh, great. Yes.
But before that, I was definitely a couch potato. I had never done anything this challenging in my entire life. I remember in college, I would see classmates once a year, like skip classes after the LA Marathon because they just couldn't walk after finishing the race. So in my mind at the time, I was like, I would never do anything like that. Why would you do anything like that? But lo and behold, I had to do it for work. So here I am. You know, waking up at 6 a.m. every morning to go train on Saturday, and little by little through the training program, I should also shout out our coach Robert and Yuri Mills of Club 26.2. Yes. Please check them out. They train, they used to train in Pasadena, but now they only train in Marina Del Rey every Saturday, but they're a lovely couple and they run a beautiful, yes, wonderful, very easy to do training program. Anywho, that's my plug for them. But yes, after finishing that first marathon, it was such a sense of accomplishment for myself personally. And I've seen that over and over again with so many of my team members on Team AMP. So including residents and clients who've been given the opportunity to participate. And some of them have made that into a lifetime habit of theirs or a coping mechanism as they're on their journey of recovery. And for myself personally, a little bit more personal, though, I know that you had introduced me as a runner for Team AMP. This year, I will actually not be running or walking because I am actually expecting my first child.
So excited about that.
So if there's ever an excuse, I guess, not to do a marathon, this would be one of those.
Yeah,
I feel like I have a pretty legitimate excuse this year. I'll still be coordinating the team, of course. But one of the things I've been going through is those classes that prepare you for labor and delivery. And it's my first time, so I'm pretty scared. But as I was doing one of these classes, they described it as doing a marathon.
Yep.
And the thought that came to my mind was, I've done those. I've done about 7 of them. So, you know, just having gone through Team AMP and the experience of finishing a marathon has personally given me a lot more confidence to face challenges in life and to overcome things, or have the confidence and mental mindset to overcome things such as what I'm expecting in a few months.
Paulina, it's so wonderful. But you know, I was thinking while you were sharing that with us, if you could do the marathon, you are going to be, I mean, of course you're going to be an amazing mother. So that's a really exciting, you know, and that really tells us also about, you know, becoming a mother. You know, I've always told the mothers at ADAP that once you become a mother, you've got carte blanche. I mean, that is really the highest. Now that's the esteemed position. So, you know, you completing the marathon, yes, for you to feel, you know, better prepared coming into this, you know, beautiful phase, new phase, first time phase of your life of becoming a mother. That's really tremendous. So I love that. That's really, really beautiful, Paulina. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so excited. I will take any opportunity to let people know that I'm pregnant and expecting. So yes.
We can't wait for this is our development baby. Sorry, guys.
It is our development. I know people are like, what is that? But if you know, you know.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah.
Paulina, so can you go into also a little more? You mentioned the clients. Can you tell us a little bit about what impact that you can share that it may have has that Team AMP has had on our client base at ADAP?
Mm-hmm. I've definitely, I think I've kind of touched upon it already, but just to reiterate, the experience of like physically getting out there, hitting the pavement, or I don't know what those phrases are, but you know, hitting the road, and actually completing a long distance race, it does something to you. I think any personal trainer or health expert, even doctor would say, I mean, exercise is really one of the best things for your mental health and for your well-being. And so I think just the act of physically getting out there really does a lot for anyone that does it. And then particularly for Team AMP, you're doing it for a great cause, for an even better program. The special thing about having clients participate, our residents and clients, is that they're getting a direct benefit from the program. So oftentimes we try to pair them up with sponsors to help cover the cost of running the marathon or the 5K, because it's not cheap. And I'll go into some of those numbers later.
Excellent. Okay.
But every time I've seen a client do the 5K or the marathon, they have a huge smile on their face. Same as everyone else, of course, but it's just something a little bit more because they are currently in the throes of going through recovery and figuring out a lot of things in their lives. And to be able to do this very straightforward accomplishment is, I think, it builds a lot of confidence in people. And you can see that, and it carries on into their life and how they will continue to tackle and handle the things that they're dealing with in their recovery. Like I said, there's a few champions that have emerged from our Team AMP program, one of them being Yvette Enrique. I don't think she would mind at all me shouting her out. So Yvette, it's my like 100th shout out to you. But go check her out. She's currently running the full marathon. She's incredible. I don't know how she does it, but she's consistently one of the fastest runners on our team. She gets faster and faster every year. I don't know how I've gotten slower and slower every year. So I don't know how she gets faster and faster every year. And for her, it's really become an integral part of her life, doing marathons, running. I think if you asked her, she would readily share how much of a positive impact this has on her life.
Absolutely.
So yes, that's a little bit more about what I can share on the impact.
Yeah, thank you, Paulina. That mind-body connection is really powerful. I mean, not only for people who are, you know, struggling or in the throes of drug abuse, but really for anyone. And this is just we can't, you know, emphasize that enough of what a positive avenue this is to take, you know, no matter who you are, but especially if you are struggling, you know, with any kind of drug or alcohol addiction. But Team AMP is one of the greatest places you can turn to and really find a sense of community and find, you know, your own sense of accomplishment. Really love that and what you shared. Thank you for that, Paulina. And on that, can share with the listeners also, Paulina, about some of the tips for running a marathon. What can you tell us more about that?
Sure. So as I said, I get slower and slower every year, but one of the things I've learned from our coaching program is slow and steady wins the race.
It's the race. Very right.
Say that again. Yeah. Slow and steady wins the race, or finishes the race, I should say.
Yes.
I'm not going to pretend that our team is full of cross-country athletes or anything like that. Most of us are doing this for the first time and are not naturally athletic. And therefore we do need a program and a structure that allows us to finish an incredibly long distance. A marathon is 26.2 miles. Okay. That's really long. That's like my commute to work. Yeah. Imagine running or walking that distance. A lot of it is mental and of course the physical practice.
Yes.
But over the many times that we've done this, one of the things, the other important things that come to mind are good shoes. Good shoes are so important. Before I started doing the marathon, you know, I was like Payless Shoe Source kind of person, always looking for the best deals. And my goodness, if you've ever experienced blisters, they're the worst. And so having good shoes is so important. Practice is important, not just for your physical, but for the mental part of it as well, because practice allows you to experience being out there on the road for hours at a time, managing your fluid intake. I mean, if they've ever made a stream of thought of someone doing a marathon, it'd be pretty hilarious. So what kind of thoughts that go through your mind? But that practicing doing that and overcoming those painful thoughts or the thoughts of wanting to give up, that's so important in order to prepare for the actual race day.
Stretching
afterwards. I used to think you should stretch, like full on stretch before you start running, but actually stretching afterwards is even more important. It helps you not to be sore after the event.
Release that buildup of that lactic acid. Yes,
exactly. So it's very important to do proper stretching before and, but particularly after.
For sure.
And then I really want to give a shout out to a new substance that I did not know about before, but the elixir of life on our team is the chocolate milk after the race. I don't know what it is, but you know, soy chocolate milk, whatever chocolate milk, it really does help with the recovery process.
Sure.
And so Rahima, you've been a wonderful support for our team, especially at the finish line, almost like the mom ready to accept like her retired children, comforting them and having that cold chocolate milk is it does wonders for the body. I don't know, somebody that knows more about this on the science or health side can say why, but chocolate milk, no.
I think I have some idea. I think it is the potassium in the milk, even though soy milk doesn't have, you know, it's a different component chemistry wise from like cow's milk, but I think the potassium is one big thing. But at the end of the race, it was always nice to see everyone, you know, come through because you're exhausted, you know, when you see that familiar face. It was as nice as it was probably for them. It was really, is heartwarming for me. So those were days of pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, of course. Yes.
Very nice memories. Very nice memories.
Yes.
So those are really good, Paulina. Also, did we mention the good carb also? Carb intake.
You do have to, doing a marathon training forces you to be healthier. So I've seen so many people lose weight just by being a part of Team AMP.
Absolutely.
And you know, like you actually know why you physically feel why you have to eat healthier. Because if you've had an unhealthy meal and you go on a long run, goodness, it's that much harder.
Yeah, it's punishing. For sure.
Mm-hmm. It's punishing. That's a good way to put it. So it really does force you to be healthier, which is always a great goal for everybody. So. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Paulina. Paulina, I miss those days when I would run walk with the Team AMP. I really enjoyed it. I hope people are becoming even more and more inspired to not only if they've been running, you know, with us to continue. And for those of you listeners who, you know, must be more intrigued now, hopefully, you know, they'll call us and contact us to see how they can become, you know, new teammates along with Team AMP. In our coming to our final part of the podcast, Paulina, I'd like you to share more about what vision you have for Team AMP.
Sure. It's not really, I won't say just my vision, because Team AMP has grown to involve the entire agency.
That's true.
Like it really has the backing of the entire board members, the leadership, the managers, and the staff and clients. So all across the board. So our collective vision for Team AMP is make it grow. We want it to continue to grow beyond what it is today. This year is our 50th anniversary, so I think we are anticipating having the largest team ever, at least 50 individuals participating in either the 5K, the charity challenge, which is essentially a half marathon, or the full marathon. And then, of course, we really want to integrate this more into our treatment programs and allow our clients and residents to partake. But as I mentioned before, it's not cheap to participate in the marathon. It requires the cost of registration, of shoes, clothes, tracking devices, water bottles that you strap onto your body.
Right.
It would be wonderful to eventually get to a point where we have regular sponsors that are allowing our clients to participate, because this is such a powerful experience for them, particularly if they're already in treatment. This just supplements what they are learning in treatment and allows them to exercise it physically and mentally as they're training for the LA Marathon. So to give you an idea of the cost, you know, it easily could cost about $500 per person to participate fully. So that would pay for their training, their race fee, their shoes, clothes, watch, water pack, whatnot. And so, yeah, it sounds like a lot of money, but then at the same time, it doesn't sound like that much money because it costs like $9 for a latte nowadays.
That's right.
But really, we're looking for partners and sponsors out there that could help make this happen for our program on a regular basis. And not only, you know, help ADAP get out there and raise funds for our important programs, but enhance our current treatment programs as well.
Excellent. Excellent. So for those who are interested, Paulina, it's important we talk about, you know, what are the COVID guidelines? Can you share about that as well?
Yes. And that's an important question.
Absolutely.
The LA Marathon is implementing a virtual race option. So this year,
very nice.
For those that are participating, they have the option to do it virtually, meaning they would do the marathon and track it on their device and then submit their distance and their time to the race and still be able to get their medal and all the perks of participating and the recognition. And in addition, along the race course, there are very strict COVID guidelines with the water that's being passed out. It's more fill your own bottle kind of stations. All the volunteers will be masked up. And there are COVID vaccination requirements or 3-day test requirements for everybody that comes out to the race. So we're doing the best we can. And then even within our own team, we're providing even more guidelines and support to help them stay safe from COVID, including providing them with rapid tests if they want those.
Wonderful. Yes, safety has always been, I know that also as a staff on ADAP, safety has been the main priority at the agency for staff, clients, and all of our customers. So that's excellent. That's very reassuring, Paulina. Thank you so much for sharing that with our listeners. And so coming to our final close, Paulina, love that if you can share how people can, you know, get in contact and ways that they can donate to Team AMP.
Yes, very important question. Yes. So currently we are fast approaching our next Team AMP marathon or Team AMP event, which is the LA Marathon happening on March 19th and 20th, 2022. It's only 3 weeks away. Yes. The location is from Dodger Stadium. The course goes from Dodger Stadium all the way to Century City. But we have a team of almost 50 individuals, still recruiting for some 5K walkers and runners if you'd like to join us. And the best way to donate would be to go to ADAP's website, which is adapinc.org. So AADAPINC.org. And we'll link that everywhere you could possibly find. But on there, on the front page, you'll see a link to Team AMP and from there, a donation page. And you can actually choose which individual you want to donate to. So just click on their profile link and then make a donation through the website. You can also find this information on our ADAP social media, which is honestly the easiest way. So just find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn at ADAP Inc. So it's the @ and AADAPINC.
They can DM us, so super easy.
They could DM us. You can find the link to the donation pages from there. And then if you want, you could even call us at 323-293-6284 and we'll answer any questions that you have. If you want to join or if you want to make a donation or become a sponsor, anything like that. So we're here to help answer all your questions and ready to accept your donations. Thank you in advance.
Yes, thank you so much, listeners. You know, we not only looking forward to donations that help the agency and the services we provide, much needed services, but we're really looking forward to increasing our team and super excited to have you on with us and part of our Team AMP family. Paulina, it's been such a pleasure. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just, you know, if you haven't ever done a marathon in your life, I highly recommend doing it at least once. And why not do it through a team like Team AMP? So that's my plug for TM.
I second my boss, so please call. Thank you so much, Paulina.
Thank you, Rahima. This has been great. It's been really nice to recall and talk about my own experiences. And I hope everyone has the chance to have something positive like this in their life.
Yes, yes, we definitely hope for that. And remember, everyone, prevention is every day and in every way. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.